I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India is slowly coming back to life after a pummeling by Cyclone Phoni over the weekend. The United Nations praised the government's swift evacuation that saved tens of thousands of lives. However, early estimates reveal that the storm affected more than 3 million people. Hundreds of thousands are homeless today. As emergency relief gets underway, Asian Access Church Networks will be involved. A2's David Dialan invites us to join him in this aspect of recovery.
Prayer is going to be number one. Praying for the government especially would really take all that they can effort to get people back on their feet. And also the aid and social NGO.
And the Muslim world is 3 days into Ramadan, when Muslims fast and try to earn Allah's favor. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says Ramadan's a pivotal time for Christians to pray that God would show Muslims biblical truth. Frontiers recently heard a story from the mission field about a Muslim woman who started studying the Quran.
She ended up reading about Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah, online. One night she just cried out, "God, show me the truth." And right after that, her room was filled with a brilliant light. She heard the words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And so when she had this vision of light and heard the words, she was convinced they were true.
Frontiers has a 30-day Ramadan prayer guide to help you pray for Muslim salvation in Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad for your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.